Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Connecting Faith. You can hear the show live each weekday at noon Central Time, and there are many more podcasts for this and all our Faith Radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast.
Always expect something good on your lunch hour. Connecting Faith with Life.
Hi, welcome to the program. A great hour ahead today. I'm glad you tuned in. I'm Neil Stavem, Ryan Thomas there, and we're going to spend some time hearing from our friends at Family Life. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Bob Lapine will join us. Bob's the Senior Vice President of Family Life. He's co-host of the broadcast you hear every day, and we're going to talk about an event called Stepping Up, Stepping Up Super Saturday. It happens this Saturday all across the nation. We've got a full amount of details about that. It's going to be pretty exciting just to review that. But before that, I'm going to share a portion of an interview that I did with Dennis Rainey a couple of years ago when his book, Stepping Up, A Call to Courageous Manhood, came out. And Dennis, of course, is the president and CEO of Family Life today. And, of course, he's heard every day on the program, Family Life. And I want to just share this portion of this message to kind of lead into our discussion with Bob coming up at the half hour. So let's get to part one of Dennis Rainey talking about Stepping Up, A Call to Courageous Manhood, and we're going to work through the stages of what it means to become a man.
We want to talk about Stepping Up, A Call to Courageous Manhood. And I'm interested first, maybe just the first question is, why courage? Why not the call to integrity or faithfulness? Why courageous manhood?
Well, you know, courage is a theme from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Back in Joshua, you know, when they were going to take the land, there was a command to fear not, be courageous, fear not, be courageous. Three times God exhorted the nation of Israel to fear not and be courageous. And I think today, Neil, I think there are a lot of things in this culture that are robbing men of their courage, and as a result, their stature in their families, in their place of work, in their communities, in their churches. And courage demands that we have convictions and a system of belief that we go to the bank on and we say, you know what? I'm going to stand for truth. I'm going to stand on behalf of what's right. I'm going to push back against evil. And I think men have been beat up on for the better part of really three or four decades. And what I tried to do in Stepping Up was I really tried to come alongside men, kind of wrap my arm around their shoulders and say, you know what, guys, we can do this together. And it really is designed to encourage men, not discourage them, not beat them up, but encourage them that they really can be the man and that they can train their sons, they can train other young men, and they can finish the race purposefully.
Well, as you said, there are some robbers out there. I guess I was thinking certainly there's a lot of confusion about maybe gender confusion for young boys and fatherlessness. I think those are a couple of probably issues that we need to address.
You know, if you think about it, the greatest predictor of a young man being incarcerated is growing up in a home where there is no man, where there is no father, where there is no male model. And it's really interesting today, Neil. I'm extremely pro-woman. You can ask Barbara, my wife, of coming up on 39 years here. I'm very pro-woman, but what's happening in our culture is it's men have been so discriminated against. I don't know if you've heard the statistics or not, but 60% of all college students today are women. 40% are men. Now, what's the reason for that? What's happening to our young men growing up in education that they're not aspiring to education and not tracking right along with women? Well, I think we talk so much about women's rights and helping them move forward in the process. I'm afraid we've emasculated a lot of men. And if you talk to single women, this is really an interesting conversation, by the way. We could go the entire interview on this. But if you talk to single women today, they're asking, where are the good men? Where are they? And they're marrying later and later. They're choosing to build their lives into work, into video games, into sports, into having fun, and not taking upon themselves some of the responsibilities that I think the Bible calls men to take upon themselves. You know, every man's not called to get married, but I think most are. And we're seeing young men today really step away from some of those responsibilities, I think, because they're scared, therefore the need for courage.
Dennis, we want to unpack some of the stages or the steps of what we're talking about in terms of courageous manhood, how that develops. Why don't we just sort of summarize them first, and then we can unpack them a little bit more.
So the five steps are boyhood, adolescence, manhood, mentor, and patriarch. And I honestly believe one of the missing ingredients in calling men to courageous manhood today is giving them a vision for what a man can be all the way through his life. I think many men move through boyhood to adolescence. They finally move into manhood. They take a bride. They go to service, to work, assume an assignment that is a manly assignment. And I think they think that that's all there is. But I think there are two additional steps beyond manhood, the step of mentor, where men of all ages, even teenagers, can reach down from the manhood step and mentor a boy and build into his life. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, Paul was addressing Timothy. He said, "These things which you have heard from me, entrust to faithful men who will teach others also." So there's four generations of discipleship occurring in this handoff, this spiritual handoff that Paul was talking about. Paul to Timothy to faithful men who teach others. And I think all men were made to be engaging in a spiritual handoff with younger men. But mentor is not the last step either. Mentor was meant to be facing upward to the next step of being a patriarch. And I'll tell you what, I think the patriarch position, although it's a position of authority, it's not one of dictatorship. It's more of authority through influence, and we'll talk about that later. But the patriarch position owes its value today because of its scarcity. There just aren't many men who really aspire to be a patriarch, understand what it is, how a man acts, and what his vision is for life, and what his assignment is. And that's part of what this book is all about, is giving men the courage that they can finish strong and not rust out.
We're talking about what it means to be a man in today's challenging world, and it starts with the boys. We're talking about those steps, and let's jump in, Dennis, with that first step, boyhood. It's a wonderful time, but there are some challenges there.
I call this first step an age of exploration and discovery, and I love what Truett Cathy, who is the founder of Chick-fil-A. You may not have a Chick-fil-A up there in the Twin Cities, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's your loss.
You know, it is. Yeah.
It's down in the Southeast. But anyway, Truett's built a $3 billion fast food company, and he made this statement: "It is better to build boys than mend men." And I really like that. And yet, for a boy to become a well-built boy, he needs an older man in his life to do that. And I love a cartoon that I ran across. I don't know where in the world I got this cartoon a number of years ago, but it has a boy who's got to be, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years of age. He's got cut-off jeans, no shirt, sandy hair. It's a summer afternoon. He's walking down a dusty trail, and he's carrying two cats by their tails that are tied to each other. So he's got his hands around these two cats' tails, carrying them down this trail. And the little phrase at the bottom of the cartoon says, "And he was bound to acquire experience rapidly." I've always liked that, because I think that's a picture of boyhood. And the question is, as these boys acquire experience, who's going to be there to show them what it's like to be a boy and okay to be a boy and not be confused about gender, but feel good about himself. You know, it's interesting when a baby is born, Neil, what's the first question we ask?
Is it a boy or girl?
What? Yeah. From the get-go, it's a gender question. And I think what older men, and I'm speaking of teenagers even at this point, the impact that they can have in their younger brothers who are boys is to affirm the gender issues of being a boy who's on his way to becoming a man. And there's a unique assignment that men have in these boys' lives to really help them as they navigate life and learn the tough lessons and don't get lost. And I know as a boy, I had a lot of men in my life. I was surrounded by uncles, by a great father who was not perfect, but my dad's father deserted him when he was a boy. And yet I don't know how my dad figured out how to be such a great dad, but he had high integrity. He loved me. He built into my life. He coached me in Little League. He was at my games. And when I played junior college basketball later on, after I moved out of boyhood into adolescence, my dad was there. He was there all the way through. And again, he didn't do it perfectly, but he made a big impact in my life. And I think the bottom line for a boy is he needs a dad. He needs a dad to be there in his life, caring for him. You know, there are those teachable moments, Neil, in all of our lives when we're boys, when if a dad's there and he's a wise man, he can capture the moment and he can build a boy so we don't have to mend a man.
Dennis Rainey from Family Life Today talking about stepping up, a call to courageous manhood. In a moment, we'll take another step and talk about adolescence. Stay tuned to Connecting Faith.
Faith Radio's mission is to lead people to Christ and nurture you in your spiritual growth through Christ-centered media. We recently connected online with David from Bangladesh.
I'm so glad to have been introduced to MyFaithRadio.com. I like to listen to Faith Radio, which I get through this address online. It's my wish that God will expand His ministry everywhere in the world.
MyFaithRadio.com crosses borders and even oceans. Log on today at MyFaithRadio.com and join the conversation helping to spread the message of Faith Radio.
Hi, this is Dick Whitworth, General Manager of Faith Radio. It's the start of a new year, and I hope one of the New Year's resolutions that you've made this year is to support Faith Radio. Your prayerful, generous support is changing lives across the Upper Midwest. You can give simply and safely online at myfaithradio.com or call 877-933-2484 to make your gift today.
Coming up this Saturday, men all across the country will be gathering for Stepping Up Super Saturday. We're going to talk with Bob Lapine about that from Family Life in a moment, some details on that. But first, we're hearing from Dennis Rainey, who's the founder of Family Life, about his book, Stepping Up, A Call to Courageous Manhood. Let's take the next step. We're talking a little bit about some of the steps on the way to manhood, and we want to touch on adolescence. You know, that's the prolonged stage now, where we many of us are living there longer than we normally used to, I guess.
I love the quote by Mark Twain. He said, when a boy turns 13, put him in a barrel and nail the lid on the top. Feed him through the knot hole, and when he turns 16, plug up the knot hole. Yeah, well, you know, if I could go to heaven, I would have a question. God, what did you have in mind when you created adolescence? Now, the interesting thing is, Neil, the word adolescence, the concept of a teenager, did not exist at the turn of the century. This concept of delaying boyhood well into the teenage years and beyond has really been a modern invention, and it's part of why I think God wants men, dads, older men, to step up and step into younger men's lives and to train them around some of these issues and to talk straight about what's going on. You know, their bodies are changing. They got all these raging hormones. They're being bombarded by an array of bewildering images and thoughts and choices through all the media that's hitting them. Pornography. You've got sexually aggressive girls. Unbelievable, relentless peer pressure. He has a battle with his own anger and his emotions. And in the midst of this, we're expecting him to transition into manhood. And basically, as dads, we have about 5 or 6 years. Hmm. When they turn 12 or 13, we've got about 5 or 6 years to equip them and build into their lives in a formal setting. After they leave home and go to college, to work, to service, the ball game changes, and you still have influence. But those 5 years have to be purposeful.
So how do we as parents provide? I mean, obviously there is this, it's a natural hormonal, it's a part of society, sort of the pushing and pulling. But how do we provide maybe a discipline or a framework or allow for some of that flexibility as they begin to spread their wings, but still provide that kind of guidance needed?
Well, I call this stage or this step, I call it an age of pushing and pulling. I illustrated this a number of years ago at a Promise Keepers event in Mile High Stadium. There were about 50,000 men there, and I had arranged at the end of the message to illustrate this with a father and his teenage son. And I basically spoke to the men about how men need to guide their sons through the traps of adolescence. And I talked about the trap of pornography and the trap of peer pressure and the trap of drugs and alcohol and selfishness and so forth. And I literally had all kinds of traps set on the stage, and including a bear trap that was sexual immorality. And I had a young man come forward. His name was Trent. And I had him stand on one side of the traps, and then about 30 feet away on the other side, his father and I stood. And I turned to the men, 50,000 men in the stadium, and I said, guys, this is a picture of what's happening today to our teenagers. And I said, let me show you. So I walked over to the young man, the teenager, and I blindfolded him. And then I said, I want you to take your shoes off. And I said, on the count of three, I want you to move from being a teenager and a boy all the way through these traps to manhood and maturity, where your dad's standing over there. Okay? He said, yes, sir. And, of course, we'd briefed him before on what to do, so he didn't step right into the bear trap. But I walked back over where the father was. The father had a microphone. I had a microphone, and I said, okay, Trent, representing coming to manhood and maturity, on the count of three, make your way over here. One, two, three. Trent took one step. If he'd taken two more, it would have put him into the bear trap. His dad shouted and just echoed in the stadium, stop, son. I'll be right there. And the father made his way through the traps, came over to his son, placed his son's hands on the back of his shoulder. And he said, son, just slide around and follow me. Don't step to the left or the right. Follow me. I'll take you where we have to go. And I'm getting emotional now even thinking about what happened in that stadium. That father began to make his way, shuffling his way through those traps. They were all set. This was a real illustration. He was making his way around these traps, and one man at the top of the stadium began to go. And Neil, the entire stadium of men stood to their feet in a huge ovation. And I was not prepared for it because I'd never used the illustration with 50,000 men in a stadium before. But as the father and son embraced each other and took the blindfold off on the other side, the entire stadium was cheering, going crazy. And afterwards, I reflected back, and I'd made the illustration. I'd said, men, this is your assignment with younger men today. You have to be courageous to go past the traps yourself and then stay out of them yourself and guide your son and educate him and instruct him on what's going on and equip him to make it through the minefield, the traps. And as I thought about what happened there, I think what happened in that stadium was that men saw an illustration of what they yearned for and longed for in their chests. on 2 points. Number one, that they wish they had had a dad to have guided them through the traps. And number two, that they wanted to assume that responsibility with their sons today. I write about in the book a moment when I feel like as a man, I had to step up in the most unusual way in a circumstance I would never have imagined having to deal with as a man, as a husband, or as a father. And it was the terminal illness of a newborn baby who lived only 7 days. And to walk in that valley as a man and to go through the double grief of watching your daughter, my daughter Rebecca, know that her baby Molly was not going to live, that as soon as she was taken off of life support, she would die within seconds, if not minutes. And to go through that for 7 days and through all the medical meetings and all the way through and till finally the seventh day. And I was given the privilege of holding Molly in my arms. And they gave it to each of the grandparents just for a few moments. And after I'd held her, Barbara was holding her, and I read Molly a story, or actually a letter, as my goodbye letter to her, because it was that afternoon her life support was going to be taken away from her. And we had called Molly Mighty. She was known as Mighty Molly. And I titled the piece, Mighty Molly. I just met you. I feel cheated. I don't want to say goodbye. I know I'll likely see you in a couple of decades or so. In light of eternity, it won't be long, really. Still, I don't want to say goodbye. You will always be my Molly, my granddaughter. I'm really sad I won't be getting to spoil you with a doll or go sneak chocolate or take you on ice cream dates or eat chocolate pie and pudding, laughing all the time at what your mommy and daddy would say if they knew what we were doing. I don't want to say goodbye. Your 7 days brought a lot of joy to your mom and dad's faces. I've watched them drink you in with their eyes, kiss you from head to foot, stroke and caress you. Your parents loved you well. God couldn't have given you better parents, courageous parents. They have loved you with sacrificial love that only a very few little girls will ever get to experience. Because it hurts their hearts so much, oh, how I don't want to say goodbye. And so, sweet Molly, until that day in heaven when we will celebrate the greatness of our God together, and then we'll go sneak chocolate, I must say goodbye. Goodbye, Molly Ann. I love you, Papa. Neil, life is full of moments that come to men, that men alone are the ones who are charged to have the chest of courage to step up and step into and provide spiritual guidance, direction, and leadership to their families. I'd have to say nothing in my life prepared me for that moment. And on the other hand, I'd say everything in my life prepared me for that moment. I think of men today who are being caught off guard by the issues that are coming at them in their marriages, at work, in their family. Men today, they need courage. And they need the courage that comes from a walk with Christ, knowing the Bible, so he's got a set of beliefs and convictions that will enable him to stand strong, and then a faith that acts on it. And I'm telling you, when a man does that, you know what? If he never gets on the mentor and patriarch step, he's going to have a huge impact. He's going to have an impact for generations, because there just aren't many men today who really have a vision for their lives, who know where they're going and have a sense about what God is calling them to be and to do in this generation.
We'll put up a link for the full interview with Dennis Rainey, because it is powerful, and I recommend it to you. Talking about stepping up, a call to courageous manhood. Coming up in a moment, We'll talk to the other half of the Family Life Today broadcast and hear from Bob Lapine as we talk about the Stepping Up Super Saturday. It is coming up here this weekend, and we're going to hear more about it, give you an opportunity to join in the conversation as well. Stay tuned for more here with Bob Lapine from Family Life in just a moment. I'm glad you tuned in today to Connecting Faith, and I hope you had an opportunity to hear comments with Dennis Rainey as he talked a little bit about his book, Stepping Up, A Call to Courageous Manhood. It was a book that took Dennis a number of years to write, and it has been influential, and so much so that Family Life is inviting men all across the nation on this weekend to be a part of Family Life Stepping Up Super Saturday. This is a weekend where there'll be lots of talk about football and activity, but for many men around the country, they're going to be tackling bigger issues. Did you like that tackling reference there? So,
it was a thing of beauty.
Well, they wrote it in the press release. Anyway, but I used it happily, and I'm happy to welcome. We just heard from Dennis Rainey, by the way, and we'll put the link up for that full interview because you'll want to hear it. But not necessarily the better half, but the other half of the broadcast, Family Life Today, is Bob Lapine, who's the Senior Vice President of Content Development and Chief Creative Officer for Family Life and co-hosts the broadcast. And he is with us for the next few minutes to talk about Stepping Up Super Saturday. Bob, welcome to Connecting Faith.
Thank you, Neil. I like to think of myself as the better half, so thank you for setting me up that way.
You can work that out with Dennis on your own, and I will just have been able to encourage a little conflict, perhaps.
So. Good.
we want to talk about something that's really bigger than the Super Bowl, and that's Super Saturday, Stepping Up Super Saturday. And maybe just before we kind of jump into that, maybe a word about what it is and why you're doing it.
Well, as you know, Dennis wrote this book called Stepping Up, and we had such a great response to that book from the men who read it that our team got together and said, let's create a video resource for men that takes some of the themes in Dennis's book and expands on them and talks to other men about some of these issues that guys are facing. And we wound up creating two different resources. One of them is a 10-week study where guys can get together with other guys and go week by week through this study, watch a 30-minute video session, and then get out your workbook and go through a discussion time. And then we also created a one-day video event for guys, four sessions that can be done on a Saturday so that men can kind of have a rally point for getting together with other guys and saying, let's be the men that God has called us to be. And Super Saturday, the day before the Super Bowl, is a rally point. We've got more than 600 events happening all across the country, guys getting together with other guys and going through this material. And these are men who are acknowledging, I want to be a man the way God created me to be a man. I want to be that kind of man, and we're going to give some coaching from guys like Dennis and Crawford Loritz, and we've got James McDonald involved, and we've got, we've just got all kinds. Tony Dungy's involved in this video series. So guys get to hear from some outstanding Christian leaders about what real manhood is all about.
Yeah. And you can find out more. We'll give the web address several times, but menstepping.com is where you can find out details, menstepping.com. And I encourage you to make the connection there because it could really be a life changer. In some of the press materials, you quote former NFL quarterback Jeff Kemp, who says, America has a crisis of manhood. Let's talk about that. In what way is America in a crisis of manhood?
Yeah, and let me just say, Jeff played for the Seahawks, and so he is he's wearing blue and green all around the office this week. He works here at Family Life now and is a part of the team that's trying to rally guys together.
I should probably take my orange off for this portion of the conversation.
Probably,
so, okay, all right.
Just keep it hidden if you would. I think Jeff is right. I think what we've got is guys who are confused about what manhood looks like. Part of the way that God made us as men is that we have different hormones flowing through our body than women have flowing through their body. And one of those hormones that flows through our body is testosterone, which makes us a little more assertive, a little more aggressive. It makes us physically stronger in the upper body. It gives guys a different shape than it gives to women. And I think guys are not sure what to do with that strength and that energy and how it's supposed to be utilized. And so what happens is guys look around and say, I'm feeling this. What do I do with this energy and strength that I've got? And a lot of guys go out and use it in ways that are not healthy, in ways that are just self-serving. They use it in ways that are detrimental to society. And that's not why God gave us these male hormones. He gave them to us so that men would step up and take responsibility for other people, so that we would protect, we would provide for others, so that we would stand firm in the face of opposition, so that we would take initiative instead of being passive, and so that we would engage other people with wisdom and with grace, but with a meekness. Here's an interesting thing, Neil. We read about Jesus being a meek person, and guys tend to think, well, I don't want to be meek. Meek sounds like you just sit over in the corner, don't say anything, and just act scared all the time. That's not how Jesus was. Meekness means that you've got power to make change, but that power is under self-control or a spiritual control. Jesus was a meek man because he was under the control of the Holy Spirit, not because he just didn't do anything. And this is what I think we need to be exploring and investigating as guys, and that's what the Stepping Up Super Saturday is designed to help guys do.
Thinking that there doesn't seem to be really, we don't probably have a clear target of what a man's man is anymore, right? The culture is certainly, aren't talking about things about taking responsibility or protect or provide, all those things. It's everybody's equal now, right? So women do that just as well as men.
Yeah, when I grew up, first of all, I was getting all kinds of mixed messages about what real manhood is. Because whether you grew up in the John Wayne era, or you grew up in the Sylvester Stallone era, or I'm not sure who the latest greatest action figure. You grew up in the Wolverine era, right? Whoever your guy is, and you think, okay, that's what a man is, that's what a man does, and it resonates with something in a guy. But at the same time, we have images of guys who are compassionate and sensitive and who are wise, and we recognize there's some manhood sprinkled into that. And then our mothers try to explain, sometimes our mothers try to take the manhood out of us. They try to soften us as men, not intentionally, but maybe they're just uncomfortable with a teenage boy who's starting to grow into his testosterone a little bit. And then the girls in school try to tell us what they like. And of course, guys will conform to whatever the girls like if it makes the girls happy. And then you got the bumbling dad on TV. So we get all these jumble of messages about what real manhood looks like. And I think there's just a lot of masculine confusion on the part of men all over the culture. And so some clarity, some biblical clarity. I do think you're right. I think there are a lot of women who are saying there's no difference between a man and a woman and we should be equal in doing everything. But again, let's be honest. We have biological differences, and I think those biological differences speak to the fact that we were created with different assignments. Why did God make it so that the average man has twice the upper body strength of the average woman? Now, are there women who have more upper body strength than I do? Probably, right? But in general, men have more upper body strength than women do. In general, men are taller than women are. These are kind of biological differences that we have to look at and say, so what did God have in mind when he said men are going to be stronger and taller? And I think that's where we see protection and care and the guy stepping in front of the bullet instead of the woman stepping in front of the bullet for the guy. So these are the kinds of things that I think men need to explore.
And is this an event that is really for adult men, or is it something where teens, adolescents come in? Because I know, as you know, Dennis, we've talked about it, there are a number of steps, boyhood, adolescence, to becoming a mentor, and so it's really, we need help at every stage, I guess.
We do, and this is what's been fascinating to us, because when we set out to create this video series, we had in mind guys in their 20s to guys in their 60s. I mean, we wanted to be able to speak to men through pretty much every stage and phase of manhood. And what we found is that the men in their 30s and 40s who were coming to these events wanted to bring their teenage sons with them. And so we said, well, sure. I mean, we're going to be talking about married stuff, and we're going to be talking about, you know, some adult stuff. But I guess it's not too early for guys to be hearing some of these messages and getting a picture for this. And the fascinating thing is that the teenage young men who have been coming, the college age young men who have been coming to these to this material, they're loving it. And there, we had one group of guys who came and sat in on a preview session we did for Stepping Up. All five of these guys go to the same university, and they got done, and they were so fired up that they said, we want to do this for every man at the university where we go. So they went to the school and said, can we require guys to go through this? And the school said, no, but we'll give you the room. And so they started contacting their friends and doing it on the college campus with this Stepping Up material. I think a lot of young men today want some clarity. And when, here's the deal. When you see and hear a biblical vision for what a man is supposed to be, it just resonates with what's in a man's soul. And I think it calls out of him a desire to be that guy who takes responsibility, a desire to be that guy who protects and defends and who stands firm in the face of opposition. These are the things that when men hear it, when men see it, they go, that's what a man does, and that's the kind of man I want to be.
You know, I was thinking dads typically don't talk as much as moms, you know, not always so verbal. So,
right.
You know, a lot of times this doesn't maybe get communicated other than what we see as, you know, just hanging around with dad. And, of course, we know the sad reality that there are, in our country today, less and less, you know, kids are growing up with a dad in the home. So there's a lot of maybe missed opportunities to really pass this on.
Boy, you're right. And my boys and I joke about this because they'll come home from school and their mom will say, sit down, tell me about, I want to hear all about your day. You know what, tell me, how was class? Who did you see? She'll just quiz them about everything. You know, I'll come home at the end of the day. I'll go, sup? You know, they'll just nod their head kind of like, I'm all right. And we've connected, right? Yeah. We've kind of bonded in that moment. And it's not that I'm not concerned about their day, and we have those conversations. But the truth is, for men to have those kinds of conversations where you are starting to talk about substantive stuff, you kind of need to be teed up for that a little bit. And what we've found is going through these videos together, fathers and sons or men and men, they start having conversations that they want to have, but they just wouldn't naturally open up on. Because you're right, we're not as verbal. We're not going to be as comfortable just sitting down with a group of guys and saying, so how do you feel about that? I mean, we're kind of like, are you kidding me? But once you've watched a video together, and once you open up your workbook and they ask a question like, what's the most courageous thing you've ever done? Every guy's got an answer for that. And you start getting into answering those questions, you start hearing about courageous things guys have done, and it leads all kinds of places and helps men get a clearer picture on what manhood looks like.
Bob Lapine is my guest, and we're talking about the Stepping Up Super Saturday. Family Life Stepping Up Super Saturday is coming up this Saturday, and men from all across the nation are gathering for a video event that we want to tell you more about. You can find out details right now by going to the website menstepping.up.com. Menstepping.up.com. Not only you can be a part of the one-day event, but you can also find out how you can get the DVD kind of small group guide kit that can take you through some great discussions for weeks to come. And I encourage you to stay tuned for more on that. By the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, maybe you're a dad and you just... have some questions about passing that faith along, or maybe as a mom, you'd like to say, how can I encourage my husband to help our kids be the kind of man God has created them to be? You can join the conversation at 877-93-FAITH. That's 877-933-2484. More with Bob Lapine from Family Life in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dick Whitmer, General Manager of Faith Radio. You and I both know that living for Jesus is a lifelong journey, and we're committed to helping you connect faith to life with access when you need it. And to help you keep your faith strong throughout the day, we'd like to send you a Live by Faith wristband. It's free. Wear it each day as a reminder that you're on a journey of faith. If you would like your free wristband, visit myfaithradio.com to request yours. We'll get it out to you as soon as possible.
There's still time to get the new Faith Radio 2014 wall calendar. We're sending this custom-made calendar with beautiful images from around the Upper Midwest to our Faith Radio friends who support us with an ongoing gift of $15 a month or more. If you haven't received your calendar in the mail and are willing to partner with us, go to our website, myfaithradio.com/support, to make your gift today. And enjoy this calendar as a reminder that your gifts to Faith Radio make a difference every day, all year long. Thanks for your support. It's 47 past the hour, and today on Connecting Faith, talking about Stepping Up, Family Life Stepping Up Super Saturday. This weekend, lots to talk about football, and there are men all across the country who are huddling up.
How's that? Another
good one? That was in the copy, too, so I can't take any credit.
Delivered it well, though.
But thank you. Bob Lapine, who always delivers well, Senior Vice President of Content Development and Chief Creative Officer of Family Life, co-host of Family Life Today, is with us as we talk a little about stepping up in the manhood. And mentioned that on the some press release, you talk about Jeff Kemp, who talked about America as a crisis in manhood. But he also said every son can grow up to be an honorable husband, father, and citizen when it's modeled in their home. And I was just thinking, Bob, that word honorable, you know, probably doesn't get a lot of play these days. I mean, yeah. I think we all want that, but we don't really ever talk about it, it seems like.
Well, and it's interesting because many of our listeners will recognize the last name Kemp. Mm-hmm. Not only did Jeff play in the National Football League for 11 seasons, but his dad played in the NFL as well. Jeff and his dad, Jack, are one of, I think there are five or six families where there have been father quarterbacks and son quarterbacks in the NFL. And, of course, this Sunday, we'll see one of those sons because Archie Manning played in the NFL, and so does his son Peyton and his son Eli. But Jeff's dad, Jack, after his tenure in the National Football League, went on to get involved in public life, and he was involved as a representative in the House of Representatives. He served as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He was the candidate for Vice President of the United States on the losing ticket back in, I think it was... Was it 76 where he was? So, and the thing that Jack is known for, he was a guy of great integrity. He was also a guy of great compassion for poor folks. I mean, he wanted to help the economically deprived people, and he did that as a conservative Republican. And Jeff grew up with this kind of a model and this kind of a legacy and a dad who stood for something, a dad who had character, and a dad whose life was a picture. And I do think that we're missing some of that in our culture today. There are a lot of, as you said, a lot of young men growing up without dads. And I think it leaves guys with a deficit when it comes to this whole character issue in the life of a young man to know there's something admirable. There's something that we really long to be as men, not barbarians, but men who have some nobility associated with manhood and with living that out as Christians in particular, because our model of manhood is not a culturally defined model of manhood. It's a biblically defined model of manhood. And so we find passages like 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, where it says, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. And then it says, let all that you do be done in love. I mean, that's a good summary of what manhood should look and smell and feel and taste and be like in the life of a guy. And there's nobility associated with that. There is a lot of honor that I think is tied to that. When we were shooting the video for the Stepping Up material, one of the places we went was to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington Cemetery. And you know, Neil, that the guys who march at the tomb, they do their hour duty where they're out protecting this sacred site on the grounds of the Arlington National Cemetery. And these guys walk the mat out in front of the tomb, and they do it with precision. Their uniform is impeccable. Their marching cadence is measured and is perfect. And they do it no matter what. These are guys who marched in the middle of Hurricane Sandy when it was blowing through Washington, D.C. So with the wind and the rain, the order came to the men. They said, you may stand down because of the weather. And these soldiers said, we will not stand down. We're not going to leave our post. And you could say, well, all they're doing is marching in front of a tomb, and there's not even a body in the tomb. But these guys have such a sense of responsibility and honor and caring for the legacy and the memory of their fallen brothers and sisters in battle that they walk the mat no matter what. Even when it's freezing outside, these guys are bundled up, walking the mat back and forth. When I was up there interviewing these men for this video series, one of the young men that I interviewed, who's on the video, is the youngest tomb sentinel that they've ever had. He's 19 years old. And when I interviewed him, he was 2 weeks from getting the news that the guy he'd gone through basic training with, his battle buddy going through basic training, had lost his life in Afghanistan. And I talked to him. I said, that when you got that news and then the next time you walked the mat, was there something different about that trip? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, because I'm out there walking the mat in honor of a guy that I was side by side with who gave his life defending our country. That's a picture of the kind of honor and the kind of nobility that is missing from a lot of our visions of manhood, and that's part of what we're trying to reinstill in the hearts of guys through this Stepping Up Super Saturday event. Let me just quickly mention one thing, if I can, because sure. Guys may be looking around and going, is there one happening near us that we could go to, or is there a church doing this somewhere? And they can go to the website to find that out. But we've also done something, and this is the first time we've done this. We now have the Stepping Up at Home edition. So a dad could say, you know what, this Saturday we're going to do this, and you can go online right now and get the access code, and you can view these videos with your sons or with your men's small group or wherever in your living room on your TV, if you got your computer hooked up to your TV, or just watch it on your laptop together, and you can have your own Stepping Up one-day event in your living room with your boys or with a small group of men. And you can just decide to do that today or tomorrow or any time before the weekend. We'll give you the access code to the videos. You can download the manuals, and you're all set to go.
That's a great idea and good opportunity just to have some really significant family time, you know, with the boys in the house. And,
right.
And that could be that'd be a great opportunity. MenStepPingUp.com is the website. And they can get details there, right?
Right. And let me just say, probably – you probably wouldn't want to do this with your 8-year-old because he'll get a little lost on some of it. But there's some 13, 14, 15-year-olds who are ready to kind of go through some of this material with you and to hear what these guys are saying. And it'll get you some great conversations throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, I think our boys are hungry for it, right? If we just if we lead the way. I want Bob to got a few minutes left here. Just want maybe just say a word to to the man who says, you know, my uniform's not perfect, you know, I'm and I haven't always been honorable. What do you say to because it's pretty easy to feel like we're not stepping up or we haven't stepped up.
Yeah, here's what I say to those guys is welcome to the club because everybody's shoes are scuffed. I mean, no matter how hard we polish them, the reality is we know the inner side for every one of us. And every guy is flawed, and every guy can go back and look with some sense of shame or embarrassment about times they didn't step up and mistakes they've made and things they wish they could do differently. But the message of the gospel is a message not of you better achieve perfection or you're out of the club. The message of the gospel is there is redemption, there is forgiveness for our past, and there's transformation for today. And there's hope for the future. And that's what I'd say to a guy. I'd say, you have not messed up so bad that God says, well, I just cannot do anything with him anymore. He's just gone too far. The Bible says that God can make beauty from ashes. And so whatever the ashes of your life are, God has a way of being able to redeem that, turn it around, and put you, point you in a new direction with new values, new hopes, new priorities. And that's we think this Men Stepping Up one day event can be the beginning of that journey for a lot of guys who would say, I'd like to be headed in a new direction.
You know, some 70,000 men went through Stepping Up the first year of its release. Hundreds of gatherings this weekend around the country, or you can even do it online with your family. MenStepping Up.com is the place to get details about it. And Bob, I know that your the mission of family life is about changing the land, the nation, one family, one home at a time. I mean, that's a doable task.
It really is, and I think it begins with men being men, women being women, coming together in marriage and living that out the way God intended for us to live out our marriage covenant to one another, raising kids who get the spiritual handoff from us. And when that starts to happen in more and more homes around the country, that's when you start to see reformation, revolution in the culture. And that's what we're hoping will happen.
Bob Lapine joining us today. He's Senior Vice President of Content Development and Chief Creative Officer of Family Life, co-host of the broadcast Family Life Today. And I encourage you to listen regularly. It's at 10:30 each morning here on Faith Radio. And Bob, we are encouraged by this new opportunity for men to be encouraged and to be, I think Dennis talked about it, have the chest of courage.
Well, yeah. That,
you know, compared to C.S. Lewis, men without chests, right? That's
right.
We want to
right.
counter that with men with chests. So.
Right. And a lot of guys look back, they remember the old Promise Keepers days.
Yeah.
This is just a little opportunity to kind of stir up some of those embers that may have gotten cold over the last decade, right?
Good words from Bob Lapine. MenStepping Up.com. Check it out about family life. Stepping Up Super Saturday. And let me leave you with this word. Bob referenced this wonderful verse, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. That's our that's our good word for today. Bob Lapine from Family Life joining us. Check out the website, menstepping.com. Be a part of Stepping Up Super Saturday and encourage your guys to be involved as well. Thanks for listening to Connecting Faith. By the way, if you missed the interview with Dennis Rainey, I want to encourage you to check out the link there because you want to listen to that powerful interview. That's available on our website, myfaithradio.com.